Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is Groundhog Day, right? Not an actual national federal holiday, but one that some people pay attention to. Also a great movie, still entertaining and insightful and funny and just wonderful film. But leave that aside for a moment, because in the world of entertainment, there is some great news. Whoopi Goldberg suspended, but only for 2 weeks. And talk about only for 2 weeks. The Democrats, and nobody's paid attention to this at all, and they should because it's relevant, Democrats lost their majority in the Senate yesterday. They did. Now it's temporary. But it's based upon a senator from New Mexico, Lujan, who experienced a stroke. And I wish him well. He's 49 years old. He's supposed to have a speedy recovery. But with an imminent vote on the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice, this changes everything, at least for a while. Does it mean that the Republicans should do what they can to delay the confirmation of whatever black woman President Biden nominates? Highly doubtful. There's also one sign of Republicans and Democrats coming together to face a common enemy. And no, it's not Vladimir Putin, and it's not Xi Jinping. It's not even Kim Jong-un. The common enemy, feral pigs. No, really, I didn't know this, but they are a real menace. They are now a problem in 56 of the 58 counties in California, and there are moves that are supported by Democrats to try to take away the need for a hunting license or a permit to kill feral pigs, saying to patriotic Americans who may be armed to go for it. Why is this happening? We will get to that. And by the way, the new name of the Washington football team, it is not the Washington Pigs. No, none of that. It is, but it's profoundly stupid. And it just seems so to me. We'll be speaking to Frank Luntz, one of the most respected pollsters and analysts of public opinion in the country. We'll also be speaking later with Henry Olson, who says that there is one guy right now who could help save the Republican Party. Not that the Republican Party is in any imminent danger. They're in imminent danger of winning control of the House of Representatives, at least maybe the Senate. So why does the Republican Party need saving from some of the divisions that look like they might be starting out in 2024? We'll get to all of that, but first up, I took a look at this big new poll that was put together by the National Science Foundation and Harvard University and Vanderbilt University and a number of other medical centers. It's trying to get a sense of the public mood. And it's a fascinating poll because one of the things they asked about was the viewpoint of Americans on the justifiability of violence against the government. And it begins in introducing some of this data, which is pretty shocking. It says, recent years have seen armed protests, threats and violence against government officials following mask mandates, COVID-19 related closures, and the 2020 election, including most notably the deadly January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. These events have sparked concern about the state of American democracy and the safety of government officials. And the quick findings of this detailed national poll, overall, nearly one quarter, 23% of Americans say it is definitely or probably justified to engage in violent protest against the government. 10% say it is definitely or probably justified to engage in violent protest against the government. Right now. Right now. Okay, if you're part of that 10% or part of that 23%, and you think it's justified to engage in violence against the government, can you tell me why? Or what kind of government malfeasance, what kind of government misbehavior do you think would call for a violent response? It shows, and this is very, very surprising. It says that generally when you are asked about is it ever justified to use violence against the government, Democrats are just as likely to say yes as Republicans. Republicans are more likely to say that it's justified to use violence against the government right now. Now, I bring this up because it indicates a threat to rule of law, which is profoundly worrisome. And when I say rule of law, the point by which you say violent protests are appropriate, it's not only an idiotic strategy, and it's not only something that can't work. And we talked yesterday about comparing it to the Founding Fathers and the American Revolution. In the American Revolution, we had the advantage, or people who favored violent protests, of the fact that the government they were protesting against was on the other side of the ocean. And actually, a lot of the protests that spurred the revolution were supported by local governments. And however, right now, there are people who say it's appropriate to use violence against state governments. It's appropriate to use violence particularly against the federal government. How is that supposed to work? And the point here is that Stephen Breyer, and Jeremy, I think we have the segment of what he said. He made this really very, very good point a few days ago when he announced his retirement. And he said this about being grateful and appreciative of the American miracle, using a term, of course, that I've used for the title of my recent book. Justice Breyer, speaking on the day of his resignation, clip 17.
This is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law. And when the students get too cynical, I say, go look at what happens in countries that don't do that. And that's there. I can't take this around in my job. People have come to accept this constitution, and they've come to accept the importance of a rule of law.
Okay, he's right. And what's the alternative? The alternative is if you think something wrong is happening, you go to elections or you go to court. And this is why, of the various very controversial things that the former president, Donald Trump, has said recently, the one that I think is most serious and controversial and basically damaging to the Republican Party and to the Republic is this. When he's speaking in Texas, in Conroe, Texas, on Saturday night, he said, "For years they've been going after my company, many, many years, using every trick in the book in an attempt to literally, if they can, put me in jail. They want to put me in jail. They've been going after me without any protection of my rights by the Supreme Court and most other courts." And so then he says, "If these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we're going to have in this country the biggest protests we've ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere, because our country and our elections are corrupt." Respect for rule of law? More on how to encourage it, coming up on the Medved Show.
We'll be right back. Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
And the truth is that America has a lot of disagreements right now, and the question is how you handle them. And to handle them with the rule of law rather than attempts. They just had it in Burkina Faso in Africa. They had an attempted coup which failed. And I honestly don't know much about the politics in that small country. But I do know that the United States seems to have expressed support for somebody who was elected. Not somebody who was trying to take power on the basis of getting some people with guns into the presidential palace, etc., etc. It's not the way we do things here. And one of the things that is so shocking about this poll that I'm talking to you about is that there's a substantial number of Americans, they say over 10%, to believe that violence against the government is justifiable. And is it ever justifiable to engage in violent protest against the government? 23% of Americans say yes. 6% of Americans say definitely yes. If you're among the people who agree with that proposition, tell me, what kind of government misbehavior or wrongdoing do you think would be worth striking out violently against the government? Now, obviously, the people who raided the Capitol building on January 6th were in that. It isn't a minority, but it's a substantial minority of people who believe that it's appropriate violently to attack your government. The question that I would ask somebody, and you can call up again 1-800-955-1776 on that issue, one of the questions is, how are you going to be successful? When have violent protests against the government ever worked in the United States? Think about it. And don't tell me the civil rights movement, because one of the big characteristics of the civil rights movement is something that Dr. King, may his memory be blessed, Dr. King emphasized everywhere and constantly and throughout his career, which was nonviolence, which was basically trying to use the government of the people, by the people, and for the people to persuade enough other people, to persuade our elected representatives to change the laws, and that happened. And America has changed for the better. But the notion that you somehow strike out against what? And again, this goes to, I know it's not exactly violent, it certainly isn't violent protest, but I imagine some of the people, the truckers in the freedom convoy, so-called, in Canada, who have made a gigantic mess, I think damaged their own cause, and that's what usually happens. Because if you believe that violent protests, you're going to get enough people in the street to undermine the power of the federal government, which is enormous. And one of the reasons it's enormous and appropriate is look at the chaos that we have in many American cities where police forces have pulled back. They have been attacked. They have been slandered. And basically we have this entire thing about defund the police. How can people who believe and understand the necessity of having order in your neighborhood discount that in terms of the government? And part of the problem here, this is the problem with what President Trump said, is he said, first of all, if these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, now, him calling them racist is interesting because all three of the prosecutors are singled out. Are Alvin Bragg, who's a prosecutor in Manhattan, and Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York State, and a prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, who's looking into the fact that the president said on tape that he wanted the Georgia Secretary of State to find 12,000 more votes so he could win Georgia. With all of this going on, the president says now, former President Trump, if these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we're going to have in this country the biggest protest we ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere, because our country and our elections are corrupt. Does that mean if people or public officials do something illegal, that you have no recourse to other elements in government? Other ways of working in the political system, or suing them? I mean, President Trump is no stranger to lawsuits. He was known for it when he was in business. He's also been known for it in responding to the committee, the January 6th committee, the select committee, that President Trump calls it the unselect committee. But you believe that this is actually going to work by having gigantic protests everywhere? Let's go to Kevin in Auburn, Washington. Kevin, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. I've listened to you for years, and I love your show, but for the last 18 months, I don't know, it just seems like you're going off in a different direction.
I feel like I'm being entirely consistent. I think there's some of my fellow conservatives who are not. But go ahead.
They destroyed cities, towns, had their riots. They got their way.
Who are you talking about? BLM?
Yes.
How did they get their way?
You don't think that they influence the political direction in this country right now?
I think they influenced it against them. In other words, that entire thing, which city now is pursuing a policy of defund the police? Even in Seattle, it was rejected.
I agree that maybe people are waking up, but that doesn't eliminate the fact that they moved their argument, their direction, with violence.
Okay, I think that the violence that they engaged in undermined their cause. There was, naturally, when you say something like Black Lives Matter, people say, oh yeah, we're sympathetic to that. But then when you see what they did, have you seen any, the vandalism against statues even seems to have been reduced, and it's being handled by various lawsuits and governmental pressure. In other words, the idea that BLM got their way. Who's the leading spokesman for BLM right now? And if you want to say Joe Biden, I don't think that's true, because I think that BLM was really radical. And as usually happens, the resort to political violence backfires. It also undermines the United States when we have this rise of enemies who all seem to be coming at us at the same time. Iran and North Korea and China and Russia. Does America have more rivals than it can handle? We'll be speaking to Dr. Hal Brands, a professor of global affairs at Johns Hopkins, coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 20 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells CNN the main reason jobs were lost in January is due to the Omicron surge.
We had 9 million people that had the coronavirus that week, the Omicron variant that week. The virus has wreaked complete havoc in this country, in this world, for the last 2 years, but in particular the last month.
Nearly 100 million Americans are being hit with a major winter storm. Snow is falling in states from New Mexico all the way to Michigan. Winter storm warnings are in effect for large swaths of many states. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show. A pleasure to welcome Dr. Hal Brands, who's a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute. He is also the distinguished professor of global affairs at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Dr. Brands, you have a very provocative piece, highly relevant, which is basically called, Does America Have More Rivals Than It Can Handle? And the answer is?
The answer appears to be yes at the moment. And so the problem that the United States confronts in Ukraine and Eastern Europe is part of a larger challenge to the United States, which is that we now face threats to interests that we have declared to be important in at least three separate regions, East Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. But we find ourselves more and more stretched in terms of our ability to actually defend those interests in a crisis. And so the challenge that we face is that we may eventually be caught short somewhere, face a challenge that we don't feel like we can respond to.
And I guess part of what you're relating to here is that for many, many years, it was a strategic doctrine for the United States to be prepared to fight two simultaneous wars, as we had to in World War II, where we were fighting in the Pacific and then we were fighting in Europe. And what you're saying is that two simultaneous wars may not even be enough. It could be worse than that because, as you mentioned, East Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, those are different theaters.
Well, it's always possible that the United States could theoretically face wars in three or more separate theaters at once. And in reality, I think that's unlikely. And I think there's no defense strategy that can allow the United States realistically to defend all of its interests if they're all challenged at once. But as you mentioned, the U.S. did have essentially a two-war defense strategy for about a generation after the Cold War, based on the idea that a global superpower had to be able to
deal with other problems, even if it was confronting conflict in one region. The problem is that the number of rivals that we face has increased since, say, the 1990s, and the severity of the threats has also increased. And so about 5 years ago, the Trump administration decided that the United States would need to focus on a one-war strategy simply because it would take everything the United States had, and perhaps then some, to defeat China in a war in the Taiwan Strait, for instance. And so that was a reasonable judgment, but what it has revealed is this growing gap between American strategic commitments and American military capabilities.
Well, there also seems to be less public support, according to most measures of public opinion, for America spreading its power around the world. There's a piece that sort of is the opposite side of yours by Walter Russell Mead that appeared in the Wall Street Journal today. And his headline is, America is Stronger Than It Looks. And the basic point that he's making is that our alliances, perhaps because of these common dangers right now, seem to be strong and growing more durable and impactful in the Pacific region. What about that? Can we depend upon NATO and our Pacific allies, Australia and Japan, South Korea, to help reduce some of this overmatched situation we have with so many rivals?
I think the United States certainly needs more contributions toward the common defense from its allies, and in some places we're starting to see that. So Japan's defense posture is evolving in a positive way, for instance. I think the bigger question is whether the European allies can essentially tend to European security while the United States focuses most of its attention on the Western Pacific. I think that has been the idea that the United States has had in mind for a few years now. The challenge, though, is that if you get into a situation of really severe insecurity on a prolonged basis in Eastern Europe, which could very well happen, then, you know, Europe might demand more rather than less U.S. military engagement and commitment in the near and medium term, even if the allies are willing to do more.
And there's, by the way, news breaking in Washington this morning. John Kirby over at the Pentagon announced that the U.S. will soon move approximately 2,000 troops from Fort Bragg in North Carolina to Poland and Germany. That's this week. And then there'll be roughly 1,000 Germany-based soldiers who will be moved to Romania. Is that significant or just a show of determination?
I think it's mostly signaling for now that if Putin does mount a major invasion of Ukraine, what will happen is that he'll end up with a larger and stronger NATO force presence in Eastern Europe. But my hunch is that 2,000 to 3,000 troops would simply be a down payment on a larger commitment that would be needed from the United States and NATO in the event that the security situation in Eastern Europe really goes downhill.
And do you think, today they also downgraded at the Pentagon, they're not going to refer to an imminent invasion of Ukraine. It's a possible invasion. Do you believe that Putin will restrain an actual full-out invasion?
I think it's hard to say. I think that if this is a bluff, it's certainly a very elaborate one on Putin's part. It's possible that he is having second thoughts because the West has managed to be relatively unified in its response to the crisis. That said, he may have gotten himself in a position where it's just very difficult to back down unless he's willing to accept Ukraine's continued drift into the Western orbit.
And that appears to be possible, unlikely. Which?
I still think that it is probably slightly better odds than not that the Russians will mount some sort of military incursion into Ukraine. But anybody who tells you that they're doing more than, you know, making educated guesses on this are simply lying.
Right. It's what's Churchill's phrase? Russia is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in an enigma. And that certainly appears to be true of Putin's thinking.
Do you believe that Biden is damaged in all of this because of the record of what happened in Afghanistan?
I don't think Afghanistan was helpful from a perspective of sort of American credibility and reputation, but I don't know that I'd say that he's damaged. I think that the Ukraine issue has been following its own trajectory and its own logic, which doesn't have a lot to do with the Afghanistan issue. I think it would be damaging, not so much to Biden as to the United States more broadly, if there was a big Russian move against Ukraine that was successful and Russia didn't pay a significant cost, because the sort of the cumulative damage from setback after setback can start to be fairly substantial.
It's so powerfully relevant and so obviously concerning. Also, U.S. military news, the U.S. is asking the U.N. to meet on North Korea missile capacity, with a missile capacity that can now reach the U.S. It's just part of what our guest, Hal Brands, is actually trying to alert the country about. We'll post his material at michaelmedved.com. Coming up later, we'll be talking about what people might refer to as the war at home. Thank God it's not a war. I don't believe it will be a civil war. But what about all this talk about violence being justified against the federal government? There's much more to say and to explore on that issue right now, coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
If you love them enough to turn off your music
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a sense in which so many issues that we have to discuss on this show, because they're urgent issues for the United States of America, like the issue of what to do about Vladimir Putin's threat on the Ukraine, like the issue of the fact that America has the highest death rate, and by far nobody else close, the highest death rate of any wealthy, large nation for COVID-19. And by the way, the death rate is not going down, as many people had hoped. For yesterday, there were 3,579 of our fellow Americans who died. And that compares to a year before February 1st, 1,950. So you're talking about a tremendous difference. It's a much higher death rate going on now. We talked about why that is happening. I think all of that ties together. It also ties together with problems we have in education, problems that we have with people saying that political violence against our government is justified. 10% of people saying it's justified now. And by the way, yes, there are more Republicans that say it's justified right now, but generally, on the principle that political violence is justified against the government, Democrats say it too. And our caller from Auburn made the very good point, seems to me, that what about BLM? Didn't they win? And I don't think so. You don't hear about BLM that much anymore. And they've stopped the violent demonstrations, I think, because they clearly weren't helping, and they never do. And what all of this goes to is a core problem that we have right now, which is that people have no confidence in our institutions. And Gallup shows this, everybody shows this, the news around us shows this, that people think that everything, the court system, it's actually mostly people on the left who think the court system is corrupt and racist and unfair, but there are people on the right who believe that too. And people have lost any faith in the scientific community or the medical community. And all of this stubborn resistance to basically getting yourself protected with vaccines and booster shots, which are very important. The vaccine rate by country tracks incredibly closely with the rate of death and serious illness from Omicron and basically
for the pandemic in general. And that's why I do take very seriously when the President of the United States, former President of the United States, still enormous following for President Donald Trump, tells people at a mass rally that, no, he can't trust the Supreme Court, of whom he appointed one-third of the total membership of that court, or his appointees, and he can't trust other courts, including judges that he also appointed, to protect him against the various prosecutors who are looking at his private and public affairs. And that the only answer is to send people into the streets, because he says our country and our legal system are so corrupt. He says our election system are so corrupt. That belief undermining any confidence in what is going on in this country, it seems to me, is very serious. And now we don't even have Tom Brady anymore, who you can look to reliably. But we did have basically announced today what everyone has been waiting for. For 2 years, the Washington football team has been playing as the WFT, the Washington football team. They used to be called, I'll just say it quietly, the Redskins. For years and years and years. But here was the rather anticlimactic announcement of their new name this morning with NBC's Craig Melvin. Listen, this is clip six.
We are the Commanders. We are the Commanders.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
That's right.
Oh, wow. You didn't waste any time there.
There it is.
There's the new logo as well.
Okay. Commanders, right now when people kind of doubt authority, and the idea that there is some kind of quasi-military authority to this club, the Commanders' head coach, his name is Ron Rivera, actually was talking about his team's new name in his first interview since the announcement. And that was on CBS Mornings. And here's what it sounded like. Listen, this is clip five.
What does Commanders mean to you?
Well, you know, initially I was one of those people that, because I grew up back in the day when being known as the Washington Redskins was, you know, what everybody knew. And so I was a Redskin fan. I apologize for saying.
Okay. Here he is in trouble right away for mentioning the old name, which is supposed to be, you'll notice, apologized mid-thought. Again, does this mean that he has to do some penance? No, I think just promoting the Commander's identity. And we will be speaking coming up to Frank Luntz. Frank is an amazing guy, and he's been for years. He was part of the Newt Gingrich revolution in helping to guide that Contract with America campaign that won Republican control of Congress and of both houses of Congress for the first time in 40 years back in 1994. Frank is talking about, well, the future of the Republican Party, where there is still passionate feeling on behalf of President Trump backing him, but it's less dominant than it was. Why is that going on? I don't think it's because people are inconsistent, as I was kind of accused by our caller of being. I think it's because if you are consistent, there are things that are going to be consistently objectionable. To me, the idea that you settle things, you settle political disagreements, you settle personal legal issues by massing people in the streets, that is something that I've never believed in. You may notice that I've always, and straight through, and yes, this included during some episodes where there were Republicans who felt that you had to get your way by mobilizing people in the streets. It almost never works. And it only only works if it is explicitly and exclusively nonviolent. Because basically, when you have a situation in the United States where, however imperfectly, the government still represents us. Who is it who are our cops, who are our police officers? They're us. And the idea that violence against them, violence against the agents of governments and order that allow us to peacefully settle our problems, that's not something that seems to me that people should ever feel a temptation to endorse. Speaking of a temptation to endorse, the fate of Whoopi Goldberg, more discussion on that, and the head of CNN actually caught in a personal scandal involving another high-ranking official in CNN who has been named. And there's a little meme that's going around that's actually quite funny. And it shows photographs of Jeffrey Zucker, who was the head of CNN, who just resigned. And it shows Chris Cuomo right next to him, who, of course, used to be one of the top rated stars, such as he is, on CNN, and right next to him, the legal expert for the network, Jeffrey Toobin, who also got busted, well, in under unbelievably embarrassing Zoom circumstances. And what it proclaims is a suggested new logo, CNN, the most busted name in news. Is this going to change anything? Is the stroke of a Democratic senator reducing their, quote, majority from 50 to 50, which wasn't a majority, to 49 to 50, which is now a minority, at least for the time being? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.